This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Just talk so I can hear you.
Hello, everyone.
Why are you like this?
I don't know.
Keep talking. I just want to...
Hello, everyone. How are you? Out in TV land.
We back and in the studio, I guess we have a bunch of special guests. My mother is back on the podcast. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
And then my daughter is here as well. Kobe, say those are not words. You started off good. Then I don't know what happened with those last words. How old are you?
Good.
No. I said, how old are you? How are you? You say good. How old are you? Say I'm 2 years old.
2 years old.
Okay. Okay.
Good job, Kobe.
So, everybody wanted me to have my wife again and my mom and you're back. Okay. You smoking again?
No. I'm smoking the chronic.
Puff, pass. When's the last time you smoked marijuana?
Oh, I was a kid then.
Who was the president?
Reagan.
So you wanted to talk about abuse, which I thought was a very interesting topic.
Well, I'll start off with telling the people out there in listening land that what happened was when I was a young child. You tell me if this was abuse.
It definitely
is. I was 6 years old, and I used to have problems urinating in the bed at night because my sisters and brothers would scare me at night, and I would be petrified. So my mom...
You never say petrified a day in your life.
My mom told my dad, right? And so my dad came and got me out of the bed. And I had made up the bed perfectly. And it was a big pee stain in the bed, in the middle of the bed. And my dad said, look at that. Look what you did. I said, I didn't mean to do it, Daddy. It was an accident. That's no excuse. So what he did was he grabbed me by the head of my neck and pushed my head down in the pee stain. Asked me that I didn't use the bathroom again. Asked me.
Did you ever use the bathroom again in the bed?
It was like I sobered up from a drug. I never did. Now, that was abuse. And I survived. I will survive. Okay. Gloria Glamour. Okay, yeah, go on.
So, what you're saying is his method worked.
Perfectly.
So I was in an abuse. That's like a child doing something bad and then spanking them and then a child never doing anything again.
No. I'm not an animal. You do puppies like that. you do puppies like that, not a human child, 6 years old.
But again, it was effective, right?
Yes, you lucky I didn't rub your head in manure.
How long did I go? I know you're gonna lie, but how long did I go? Like when did I stop peeing in the bed?
When you was 12.
Okay, I can't see. Okay, you know what? Yes, baby, want to come here?
I used to put puppy pants down on your bed.
Okay, it's comedy hour. Okay, I got you. You know what? This is the first time you've been on the podcast since you performed comedy. You performed comedy twice last year.
Oh, yeah. That was surprising. I did pretty good. If you check on YouTube, it's over 100,000.
Atlanta.
What's that?
100,000?
I mean, what is it? It's over 1,000. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like 1.7 thousand views, and people keep commenting, good job. And it was really great.
Well, thank you. I just think about all the things that you did when you was a child that was funny. Do you remember the time when we was really poor?
And we were... All the time?
Well, anyway, we was poor, and we didn't have heat in the car. And I would have blankets and everything, and I would take you to school, and I would drive, and the windshield would fog up because it was so cold, and Dave would be outside hanging out the window throwing windshield fluid on the windshield. But I got you to school safe though.
Now ask me, is that child abuse? Ask me, go ahead and ask me. You're
right. Hey, do you remember the... Wait, do you remember... This is a true story. Do you remember the time when I got you this talk boy and we would rehearse on the radio, on the talk boy about you would be like the radio host and I would be the guest? Look what's going on now. You are a radio host practically and I'm your guest. Isn't that a beautiful thing?
What are you singing, Kobe? Kobe, what's your favorite song?
A pretty song.
A what pretty song? Do you, song.
Your nose. You got a lot of snot in your Shh. Nose.
Not on the air.
It's not like they can see it. What are you doing? Want my baby to walk around all nose clogged up? I'm sorry. Her nose is clean as day. Okay. There was something else you wanted to talk about since I had. Oh no, you were going to talk. You were going to ask the people if you wanted them. Oh. If you should do comedy again. So I was doing a show last night. It was open mic, and quite frankly, I'm not crazy about open mics, but I'm going to try to do a couple of them this year. And I was talking to Dylan Meek and his girlfriend Sierra. Shout out to them. And we were coming up with an idea how fun it would be to do like a mother's show, like a Mother's Day show. Where we had all the comedians and their moms on the show. And so that's where it came from. And what was your... Because you did comedy twice. You know, the first time was one on YouTube, and then we were at the casino.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was your consensus about telling jokes in front of people?
You know what? I like this. This is a true thing for me. When you get up there, you just tell the people what happened to you in your life. And you just turn it around and make it funny. And it's all the stuff about Day-Day and the Barbie doll is true, folks.
First of all, that's not at all.
It's true. You did. You made out with a Barbie doll.
When did I make... Okay, you know what?
It's true.
We're going to fact check you right now. When did this happen?
When you were 7 years old.
Oh, you just go put out a random number? Okay, got you. All right. Where were we living at this time?
We was on Hubble Street.
Uh-huh. Where did I get the Barbie doll?
From your cousin.
So, just so I...
Wanda. Shout out to Wanda.
She don't listen to the podcast. Oh. Well, I did a whole episode about her, and she called me and checked me. I was like, did you listen to the podcast? She's like, no. I'm like, how do you even know what it was about? But love you. Shout out to Wanda. If I'm 7 years old.
Yes.
And we're living on Hubble.
Yes.
And Wanda's not living with us at this time.
She comes and visits from quite frequently.
So she would frequent and bring her Barbie dolls.
Yes. Over. Her whole suitcase of Barbie dolls.
She had a suitcase of Barbie.
Yes. Little small suitcase with all kind of Barbie dolls. And you would go through the Barbie dolls and you would lay them down.
Okay, you know what?
And he'll be in his underwear, his underoos.
Okay.
Batman underoos.
And you allowed this behavior to go on.
I was in the kitchen
cooking.
You're
Buffalo Bill or somebody. This is not behavior. He put the lotion in. Not a behavior 7 year old should be. Exit. Where's the people that's supposed to be monitoring me at this time?
Your daddy wasn't around.
Daddy wasn't there. Where do you think he is right now?
I don't know.
What if this is funny? What if he was like a secret agent this whole time? Like, what if he works for the government? And he was under, what do you call it when you
Civilians.
Undercover? Yeah, undercover. Like, he was an undercover deadbeat dad, but he really was like a successful secret agent working for the government.
That is not that had never happened. Sorry, I can't go along with that.
If he called you up tomorrow and say, "Hey, I'll put you down, baby." If he called you up and said, "Hey, I was a terrible father, I was a terrible partner. Would you take me back, or can we work on it?" What would you say?
Go to hell.
What if he's like a reborn again Christian? He got baptized and he said, "Hey, let's read the Bible together." And
okay. My motto is one moment, one chance. You fucked up.
So, what if this happens?
Okay.
Say you get on these dating sites, because you tried them before.
Oh, yes, go on.
Say you find a guy. Would you ever do one of those dating sites where you don't see the person? Because they have so many different sites where you could just communicate via text or whatever without ever seeing each other. Like, do you believe that you can fall in love with someone without physically seeing them?
No, I don't believe that.
Because there's a show on Netflix that's just like, it's called Love is Blind. And people talk, they date in pods, like different rooms, but they never see each other. You don't believe that's possible?
No.
Why not?
Because if you're looking like a troll, I ain't going to hang out with you.
Trolls need love too. They got a movie. No. Say you find them. You find a guy, you spark chemistry, he likes all the things you like, he's into Prince. What other things do you like?
Just living daily life.
Okay. And you match up, you like this guy, and you find out it's Dane, my dad. What would you do?
I have a sort of weaponry on my own.
A weaponry? You gonna attack, you gonna assault, you gonna stab.
What is that they do in prison?
Shake?
Shake them. I'm gonna start with the kneecaps on up.
You know, I can't. When's the last time? Do you remember the last time you've seen them? The last time I seen them, me and Monica went back to Detroit. Do you remember what year that was?
I want chocolate.
2010.
It was like 2010. It was your first time in Detroit? That was her. She enjoyed that trip. And it was enough. Like, I think about Jay-Z, who reconciled with his father before his father passed away.
Okay.
And I always felt like I wanted to. But up until that point, 2010, just looking at this man that is instrumental in making me, I was good. Like, it was like,
anybody can bust a nut.
Okay.
man up.
Do you remember the last time you saw him? And if you did run into him at the grocery store, would you stop? Would you chit chat? Would you flip him? Like what would be your response to him in 2023?
Oh, well, that's a hard question. I would just probably say, how you like me now, loser? No, I don't know. I have to see what happens. Okay. But I probably just look at him, say, wish you well, and go about my business.
That sounds like a very mature response.
Thank you.
All right, well, that's it. I just wanted to have you on for a little bit. Anything else you'd like to say to the listeners?
Just continue on to support Dave in his comedy. I'll appreciate that, because one day he's going to make it, and we're not going to forget anyone who hadn't supported him. Okay. Love you. Peace. Peace and love.
Kobe, you want to say bye to him?
Bye.
This episode of Peace Talk Podcast is brought to you by Ruby Ribbon, but more specifically, one of my best friends who sells the product. She got completely into it, and it changed her life. And so she started changing other people's lives. And I think that is incredible. Ruby Ribbon is a 3-in-1 solution to an everyday problem, the underwire bra. So women who are out there that hate your bra, don't like your bra, you guys are having issues and problems and you break up every week. this is a solution. You can get comfortable everyday shapewear that can also be worn as outerwear. It actually takes 1-3 inches off your waist. This is like a 7-second tummy tug. And it's for every woman of all different sizes. So big, small, big boobs, small boobs, they have you covered. What's pretty incredible is my mother bought it. My wife bought it. A lot of my best friends bought it. And at first, to be honest, they buy it to support, right? Like, hey, I'm selling a new product. Can you buy it and support? But they bought it. And they absolutely love it. And it's changing their lives. And it's changed a lot of women's lives. And if you are interested in having your life changed and wearing a bra and you know, a fitting that works a lot better than probably what you have, please reach out to her. It's www.myshamama. That's myshamama.com. Tell her they sent you, and she'll take great care of you. They'll help with sizing and everything else. So check it out. Let me know how it goes. And good luck, ladies. Check her out. If you want me to read an ad for you or your business, just give me money, okay? I will say how great your product is. I'll call you a humanitarian. This season, I'm looking to get sponsorship, which just helps take this podcast up another level. There's a couple of different ways you can do it and a couple of different ways you can reach out to me. So you can go to my email, which is comediandayday, D-A-Y-D-A-Y at gmail, or you can reach out to me through my link tree, which is linktr.ee/daypiececomedy. Anything is appreciated. Everything is appreciated. Don't forget to laugh today. Peace.